Well, what has to happen is our lawyers have to get in the courts immediately now this summer and fight for more opportunities to vote. We have to make sure we overwhelm the system by registration and participation. We also have to make sure our people know about mail-in ballots and early voting. We have to fight for all those things. We're going to have protection, and we're going to have to keep doing what the protesters are doing and we're doing, and that is breathing, refusing to allow anyone to suffocate this democracy. I think that's all what we're seeing in the streets is people are trying to breathe, justice is trying to breathe, truth is trying to breathe, and we have to make sure that at the ballot box there is all of us are there, and we vote and vote and vote until justice is revived.
We're going to have to leave it there. We thank you so much, Reverend Dr. William Barber, co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
KBOO Community Radio is supported by our members and by AMR, who would like you to know the warning signs of a heart attack. Common symptoms are pain in the chest, arms, or jaw, lightheadedness, and shortness of breath. Calling 911 as soon as you see the signs can save a life.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
It's true. You are tuned to KBOO Portland, where it's 8 a.m., and it's time for a Thursday morning talk radio program of indeterminate name, featuring with your host, Linda Olsen-Osterlund, with a... This week, we're featuring a... KBOO's own Reggae Bob, so stay tuned to KBOO Portland, your community radio.
Don't you know that talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? Don't you know that talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? While there standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds this way. Poor people gonna rise up.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio this morning. I'm Linda Olsen-Osterlund, and you're listening to Thursday Morning Talk Radio. And I am very happy today to be bringing you a guest co-host. His name is Reggae Bob. If you've been listening to KBOO for a long time and not heard of Reggae Bob, then you just haven't been really listening, because he's been with KBOO for over 20 years as soul reggae and Reggae Bob, and he also did many years as public affairs. And he's now, with KBOO, and he's now wanting to get back into activism. He says returning to activism or getting out of activism retirement. And I'm so glad to have him here with me to bring his perspective to all of the events that are going on here in this country and around the world. So welcome, Reggae Bob.
Unfortunately, we don't have Reggae Bob yet.
Oh, but, okay.
How about, I'm going to keep trying to call him, and Bob, if you're listening, why don't you call the station so we can just make it that much simpler, and Linda, go on ahead with the show.
Okay, great. So Bob's going to call the number that is the call-in number, but you can hold off a few minutes, you, the audience. It's 503-231-8187. We're going to be talking about a whole lot of important stuff today, and related to the rising up and relating to COVID. I know that Bob wants to talk a little bit about sports and what's going on in sports with the rising up and all the impact that the Black Lives Matter movement is having within sports. And so I'm really happy about that because since the Heather McCoy show went off there, we haven't really had anyone who talks about sports very much. And I know that's important to a lot of you out there in the audience and that you pay attention to it. I was one of those who I had to go into the bedroom and read my book while my whole family watched football because I didn't like it. So I'm not the best person to talk about sports, but I do appreciate its place and its role in our society. I do have some numbers that I could bring you today about COVID, just in case you didn't get the latest Oregon numbers, and I do think it's important to keep ourselves abreast of that. So far in Oregon, there have been 7,185 positive cases, and there's been 195 total deaths. There's been 206,564 negative tests and 213,749 positive total tested. So some of the tests are not conclusive, and that throws off the statistics a little bit. We've had hospitalized over 7,444 people total that have been hospitalized here in Oregon. And it's interesting, you would think the way we hear about this disease is we keep hearing about old people, but when I look at the bulk of the people that have gone to hospitalization, the overwhelming majority are between 20 and 49 or 20 and 59. The older folks, maybe we're doing a good job of sheltering at home, but there's not near as many of us ending up in the hospital out of the positive test. So and there's also a breakdown by ethnicity. So in the of those hospitalized, these are select symptom and risk factors for confirmed and presumptive COVID-19 cases, and they update this every week. So the cases by race are 2,967 white, 301 black, 288 Asian, 139 Asian Pacific Islander, another 196, and then they have this category called other and not available. So you can see that it is hitting different populations more heavily. The Hispanic population has over 2,465 of the presumptive or actual cases. Not Hispanic has been 3,696, and then not available to know what their ethnicity was is 922. So you can see that over a third of those that are being hospitalized have been Hispanic in origin, and I think that's because of the working conditions that they're facing, which is a very real issue that's not resolved yet. I know that here in the state, they are not going to every place that has congregant working in food processing and making sure that they're following procedures. They're waiting until there is a complaint or complaints to go, or until they're notified of someone being ill. I think that's probably manpower and neglect, but it means that there are certain populations that are much more at risk. They went really rapidly from being essential workers on the front lines, bringing us food, to expendable workers forced to go back to work and risk illness. So that's a very important issue that we can talk about as well today. There are a lot of other things happening, and I have a wonderful thing from our webpage. Our webmaster, Jenka Soderberg, has been doing a great job with the KBOO website. So if you haven't gone to kboo.org or kboo.fm, you're missing out. One of the features that I really like is she's got something called Accomplishments That Oregon Protests for Racial Justice Have Achieved in the Past 3 Weeks. So we can get into that with you, the listener, as well. And that would be great. There's been a whole lot more than I realized accomplished, and she includes things in, you know, not just what's happening in Portland, but what's happening throughout the state and in Gresham and Clackamas, et cetera. So that's one of the great features. There's also many other features that she's putting on there so that people can have information about COVID-19. There's a whole large section that tries to keep up with information for you and what you might be able to know.
Well, we're experiencing a little technical weirdness. I accidentally cut off Linda, but we have Reggae Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
We're live on
Linda,
the air, Bob. Go ahead.
I'm sure Linda will be right back. Hey, Reggae Bob here with you. So glad to be here co-hosting today. I've got my thing here, so let me jump into it while we wait for our wonderful Linda to get back. Right off the top, we are standing on the shoulders of our ancestors. We all are. And right now, our most recent ancestor from our radio station, I'm standing on her shoulders, her time slot, our sister, City Councilwoman Joanne Hardesty. Shout out to Joanne Hardesty off the top. I'll tell you what, Joanne Hardesty is half my size, as in girth and height, but I have no doubt that she can pick me up and throw me across the room if need be. So shout out our sister, Joanne Hardesty. And Tony, please let me know as soon as we get our wonderful Linda back on the phone.
Will do.
Back
keep
on. The
on.
Air with us. You there? Hey, Linda.
Oh, no, I'm saying I will do that.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay. All right. A couple of shout-outs, off the top shout-outs. I'm sure I got about 300 of them, but I whittled it down to just five. A shout-out to our man Joe Bean Keller in the community working on the March to Washington. We'll get more about that later. Our sister Lanita Duke, KBOO legendary, a friend of the neighborhood, Larry Hawk, Hawkman, Larry Hawk, Tony Jones doing great stuff in the community. And Sonia, our brother, who has passed away just a couple of years back, our good friend, our soul brother from Britain, our man Will. Soul brother Will the Thrill. Rest in peace, Will. Yes, indeed. I heard Linda going through the corona numbers, and I also grabbed got a link to some of the numbers. And sure, our numbers are lower than other states and some other states. And lots of cases, lots of testing, but it's still real, folks. Please be wary of all the things that they say to do. Wear your mask where you're supposed to. Wear it much more if you want to. You know, take your time. Don't freak out. This is your KBOO family working to keep you on your toes, keep you safe at home, safe in the streets, or safe in your travels. And one thing I missed out, I was going to do, but I'll do it off the top of my head. Once rest in peace, George Floyd. I'm looking at my poster of him right now. Rest in peace, George Floyd. But one thing that the protests, the rallies, the marches, I in my wildest dreams, you know, I'm Portland born and raised. In my wildest dreams, I would never believe if somebody told me they were marching in Pendleton and in other small eastern Oregon cities. I'm just saying big up to Oregon. Oregon is so many counties, and people in Oregon are on the job, and we got to give people more props, more respect when they do things, you know, because they're the minority out there. They might be the minority on how people feel, but when you take your safety to the streets, when you take your message to the streets for somebody other than you, you know, it's not white folks that are getting this treatment as much as we are, us African-American folks, black folks, African folks. But big props, shout-outs to those who march and I hate to say protest, because protest can lead to other things, but peaceful protest, dig that. So this Reggae Bob continuing on here. Next week, in a couple of weeks, I might be back on this time slot where this is an experiment today, and I sure hope Linda gets back in here, because I was going to say this is the first time we've done this team together, and it may be the last time because of other great things going on. Not bad, great things going on at KBOO. We have never left the air. We had a shaky start, as many other places did at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, but we're hanging in there. Did I say that? We're hanging in there. All right. So, Sonia, do we have any callers yet to take me on my first call during co-hosting here today?
Not quite yet, but I know some folks are interested. Some folks were trying to get through before okay. We were made the official, hey, call now. So let's make the official, hey, call now, 503-231-8187 with your questions or comments for Reggae Bob and or Linda Olson Osterlund. And 503-231-8187. And Bob, thank you for shouting out our soul brother, Mr. Will.
Yeah, yeah. What was Will's last name, just for the heck of it?
Musto.
That's right. I have his I have his program at home. Musto. Very, very interesting name. Our good friend. Okay, keeping with the good news. I want to shout out the area news outlets, our newspapers. We've got newspapers that are based in the Northeast Portland African American community, and one of them is called the Scanner. This is for the new folks in town, and for folks who have been in town and might not have got out for a while. We've got the Scanner newspaper, and we've got the Portland Observer newspaper. And both of them are both online, got a great online presence there also. But hey, speaking about online, KBOO, we have a great page also. We've got the colors of the community. We're blue. I'm looking at our Facebook, our website right now. It's blue and red. Got some pink in there, three different colors of blue. And I'm looking at our page here, and it says that right off the top we have a podcast that you can just click and play, point click and play. And right off the top I see Voices from Portland's Protests for Racial Justice, which was what part of our Juneteenth special last week. Yeah, Juneteenth had a lot Friday and Saturday last weekend, and it was quite the celebration here in the city and around the United States. It's one of those holidays that's specific to black folks, African American folks, that were, of course, brought over, enslaved, and found out that we were free, but it took a year and a half to finally get to Texas. I'm not mad at Texas. Texas, if you're out there listening, I'm not mad at you, Texas. Come on and join the movement. Join the good things that are happening right now. Please do, please do, please do.
Speaking of coming out and joining, a couple of folks have joined us on the phone here. Molly, great. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. You're live.
Okay. Well, I don't want to change the subject too much from the gentleman before me, because I'm all for that. And I just want to say that from my day, black is beautiful. And I want to get back to that more positive. Of course, Black Lives Matter and all lives, but black is beautiful. But what I wanted to say has to do with the COVID, and I have not gotten a clear picture on testing positive, whether these are people who are sick, so they're getting tested because they're not feeling well, or it's just this general testing, and it's very unclear to me, because there is such a big disconnect with the whole thing, and I, for one, have been being very safe and careful and continue to be, because it's continuing on.
Yes.
But I just wonder if anyone can answer that question, and this is just a venue where I could ask it, about whether these people being tested are sick or not, because that seems to be a big part of it. Or they're just walking around feeling great, and then, mm-hmm. you know, the asymptomatic thing seems very confusing, and a lot of people are not taking it seriously, and, oh, we're not afraid of the flu, and we're not going to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did you say this is Molly?
Yes.
Hey, Molly, thanks for being the first caller through, and believe me, I'm with you. I'm nowhere near any aficionado when it comes to the COVID virus, but I hear you. I've heard the same things. Lots of folks being tested, lots of folks getting tested, and testing positive and showing no symptoms. And one recent case that I heard over the weekend that really hit me hard was there's a comedian radio show host called D.L. Hughley. I don't know if you know D.L. Hughley. And he's on 5 days a week at another radio station, and he came down with the COVID and collapsed on stage Friday night.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
Zero symptoms. He felt nothing.
Zero symptoms?
He felt before he had
right.
No symptoms. You know, he's just a hard working guy. He's kind of like James Brown. You know, he's working all the freaking time, and you know,
right.
People tell him slow down. You know, you can make money without coming up for air, but he's recuperating, and he says he's
right.
going to be back. But yeah, I hear you there, Molly. So.
Well, yeah, no, it's very confusing, because you know, of course, older people are dying, and that's obvious.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Younger people are having, you know, lung issues for the rest of their life if they get it badly, and now more young people are getting it. And the fact that you could just all of a sudden keel over and not have been feeling sick, and interviews with people working in the hospital saying people are coming in, they're just not feeling too well, but like 3 days later they're dead. So you know, it's a very disturbing scenario, which is hard to get your hand on, around what is really going on here, because I don't personally know anyone except my neighbor who came back from New York, and she had it very early on, and she didn't leave her house, and she, because she was from New York and coming from New York, and was sick for months, not feeling well, and almost went into the hospital. But other than her, I know no one else.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, in my circle, so that's of people that I know.
Now, Molly, do you do Facebook, Molly? Just checking.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I only mention that because I do pretty good Facebook. If I was on Facebook 100%, I'd say I'm a 25%. I come on pretty strong about every third day. I hit it up pretty hard about every 3 days.
Yeah.
And I've had at least, I'd say 10 different Facebook friends or friends that I know personally, even before Facebook, that has family members or somebody that they know personally has passed from COVID.
There's people. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at Worldometer every day, and I have since it started in Italy when it went from zero to 100 a day to 1,000 people, 900 people dying a day, and that's when I was taking it seriously back in March.
Okay.
And we're still in the early stages, and I don't want what happened there. And it looks like it's starting to happen here, not in Oregon, but in other places where it's hitting really hard and the ICUs are filling up, and people still think it's, you know, too many people. Of course, we have the wrong president running things, but
But I got to admit, hopefully next week, if I'm on again next week, and I tried this week, but it was much short notice. I got a Multnomah County official that I know personally, but in business life, and hopefully we'll get her on the air soon, who is all up in this pandemic because that's what they do, and be able to answer the questions that we're asking today.
That would be
great. And if anybody knows of some of the answers we're asking here about testing positive symptoms and things like that, if you can direct us somewhere when Linda comes back on the air, and you know, let us know so we can let Molly and other listeners know about that. All right.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Molly, for calling. Big time.
For having the show.
Okay. Big time. My pleasure. And Sonia, if you want, we can play a song and then take me off the air and bring Linda back, because we don't want to leave Linda out there in this beautiful morning of clouds but no rain. Okay. All right. We'll continue on here. All right.
This is Kabaka featuring Genius T.
Can't Breathe. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe. Me can't breathe. When the youth can't write and can't read. In the depths of this mental pollution, them want we take a dive. Living in destitution, but still we are survive. In spite of persecution, we humble as a child. Because this revolution is of a different kind. We have a different mind. I breathe some different signs. Living in a different time. I can feel the frequencies changing around me. It's like the anxiety a drown me. Me say me can't breathe. In a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe. My feet claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe. In a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe. Me can't breathe. When the youth can't write and can't read. A long time the Rasta man a warn them for load the bloody meat and go take it to the farm them. Now a just disease them a put in a the corn and the damn soya bean. Tumor start farm and the youth them at the future, yet the police a remind them. Tell Queen Elizabeth give you what we demand, a repatriation chant to the motherland. Yes we gone then, we know our resort we go harm them. Cause we can't breathe in a this a suffocation. The people living in a separation. Me can't breathe, me feel claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe in a this a suffocation. The people living in a separation. Me can't breathe, me can't breathe. When the youth can't write and can't read. Oh, no, no, no. Skibbly bang, the rest of
Hey, hey.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Sonia.
Yeah.
Okay.
This remains KBOO Portland. This remains the Thursday morning talk radio program with your special guest host, Mr. Reggae Bob. And are we ready for another call?
Yes, I am. Yes, we are. Is Linda back?
We're going to find that out in just a moment. Meanwhile, David is on the line from San Francisco. Go ahead, David.
Right on.
Yeah, how are you? Hey, David. I heard the previous woman asking about symptoms and you know, what to do with COVID. I just ran into. I was kind of looking for the article that I was I had read the other day, and I couldn't quite find it. If possible, I'll shoot it up to like the KBOO Facebook page. But it was talking about some new studies about COVID show that it's not just a lung disease. It's something that goes after, it makes your blood thick. And and so it's very strange in that normally a lung disease doesn't get into your blood. And and so this is now, and in fact it's showing up in California's new statistics, that it's hitting younger people. I think in the age range between 18 and 40, there's something like 100,000 cases here in California. But in terms of you know, people over the age of 60, I think it was 60 to 75. There's only 37,000 versus 100, almost 100,000 in between 18 and 40.
Wow.
So, so don't believe it's only seniors that are getting it.
True, true. Now, Dave, you might have seen something that I saw a piece of the other day. I guess I'm going to be co-hosting. I got to do a little bit more investigative. But I did see within the last 3 days that the virus is mutating once again. It's doing something different than it did at the beginning of the pandemic. And that might have been part of that might have been the exact thing you were talking about. I didn't follow through on that. I gotta admit I changed the channel. But I gotta pay more attention to the actual happenings. David, as you probably know, we just gotta, number one, take care of ourselves. We got to do as much as we can ourselves, and I'm glad that you're reaching out and sharing what you have learned, and you're gonna find that article and send it to our Facebook page. So that's
I'll see how quickly I can get that up there. Yeah, the other angle on it, for months they've been saying, you know, it's, you know, if you know about viruses, they're technically more like a mineral. They're not alive per se, but they're I won't call it a splinter, you know, but it's something that is not alive. And this weird little coating, you know, in all the photographs of it, the coating is kind of like a fatty tissue. And if you can break through that fatty tissue, the mineral kind of breaks apart. And so, you know, they're saying that you really don't need to use all this Lysol and bleach and all this sort of junk. You just soap and water generally takes care of it because it's actually pretty delicate. And so,
are you in the health field? You sound pretty good. You sound pretty good. You're paying attention. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get so? And thank you for looking deeper into what's going on. What's your vision on that? How'd you get involved?
When I was younger, I wanted to go to med school, but it's kind of too poor to do it. So I've always studied. Studied medicine in a sort of, you know, distant way, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
But I try not to give too much, bad advice as that goes. But
yeah, I'm looking for you because we'll say David from San Francisco said.
But as a general rule, it's a good idea to get a good quality food, good water, get some fresh air, sunlight. When I first heard about it going for your lungs, if you remember Popeye, the big thing about Popeye,
the Sailor Man.
Yeah, spinach will put iron in your blood, and iron is how the oxygen is carried around in your system. So if you eat a good green leafy vegetables, that's going to put iron in your blood, and if your lungs are being starved for air, The more iron you've got in your blood, the more oxygen can be carried around, and it increases your odds. And so in an epidemic, and especially since we don't know 100% about it, it's an issue of beating the odds. And so the face masks are beating the odds. Staying hunkered down, keep wiping down the doorknobs, keep wiping down the handrails. Slow and steady wins the epidemic. And one of the big problems, you know, it's not clear that it did come from Wuhan, China, but you remember old Aesop's fables the children's stories.
The children's stories from way back in the day for you listeners under 50. Aesop's fables.
They always said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Right. So when you start looking at the origins of if it came from Wuhan, China, what is it about Wuhan, China that helped spread the epidemic? Well, Wuhan is the Chicago of China, and it's got, you know, their high speed trains all go through Wuhan. So when you you get an epidemic in a town that's got all the high speed trains. Then you got manufacturing, and it's not just manufacturing of McDonald's toys, it's electronics, it's finance, it's all sorts of, it's a hub
right
city.
Right on. We're going to put you on the list of doctors to be at large. And we're going to, man, please keep in touch. We'll be on again next week. And get that article, please send it over to our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll do. Like I was saying, though, just to wrap up, if it came from bats, what I'm suspecting is that it's a pollution-based disease. And so in a city like Wuhan, where one end of town might have a lead factory just spewing out lead gases and smoke.
Another part
of town's got benzene and all kind of pollution. Well, you've got bugs trying to survive that. Bats eat bugs, and so these bats eat polluted bugs, and then humans in the sweatshops were so poor that they had to eat bats.
If you can write us an article, if you could put that on paper, take a couple of days, make it real nice, man, I'd like to read all those views you got. But we're going to have to move on to the next caller.
Yeah, we'll
David,
do, thanks.
Doctor to be at large in San Francisco. Good guy there, man. David, that's self-taught. That's self-educating. That's what we got to do a lot of, folks. Not just for the COVID, but all the situations that go on. If you have a problem with something, fix it. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So let's fix what needs to be fixed, y'all. Hey, Sonia, how's our original host doing? Linda Olson.
Well, Linda is prepared to just hand over the mic and let you run with it because you're doing such a great job so far. There's a call coming in. Why don't you wrap while I check it out?
Okay. All right. We can do that. Okay, Reggae Bob here co-hosting today. And this is just about perfect time because I was not going to look at the clock, but I had to look at the clock, and there it is, 8:32 on the West Coast. And one thing I was going to bring up at the bottom of the hour, which it is now, is I got a big shout-out and a request for a group of people who are listening to this show and people that you know. All right now, there is unemployment going on in record numbers, which is way too bad. It's the COVID. But as a spinoff of that, there are some people on unemployment. This is real talk now. There are some people on unemployment who are on unemployment on purpose and are getting an extra $600 a week to help stimulate the economy. Come on, y'all. Help stimulate KBOO. On our Facebook page, excuse me, maybe there too, but on our website, right on the front page, there's a button at the top right that says donate. To donate right now. There's a beautiful mountain. There's a sun there. You want to see the sun this morning? You can't see it outside. Go to the Facebook web page, top right corner. There's a mountain. There's a sun. Click on donate. Donate some of that $600 extra you're getting a week. And give it to KBOO to help us keep this radio experiment running. We're 52 years old, just a baby in lots of folks' minds and ears. And speaking of radio stations and neighborhoods, I want to do a big shout-out to The Numbers. Anybody listening from The Numbers right now, big shout-out to you. And for those of y'all who don't know who The Numbers are, Numbers ends with a Z, and Numbers are the Portland African-American black community that got pushed out to the east side because the inner city got so cool and popular and expensive that we had to move out to further east. A lot of the 100 numbers, 100, 130, 150, 190. That's The Numbers. Shout out to The Numbers, and we're going to be doing more stuff with people out on the east side. That's where a lot of my people are now, and we don't get a chance to see each other that much because I'm still in the area myself. But we miss y'all on the daily. So The Numbers, folks, please keep up, keep strong, and keep on keeping on. Okay. I will continue going on here. Picked up let's go with the Scanner newspaper. Let's talk with the Scanner newspaper first. Scanner newspaper front page, they talked about slavery advocate statues being removed in Carolina. We're talking about the Oregon politicians, Oregon lawmakers. The two biggest subjects are police brutality and the coronavirus, of course, and other things like that. They got the obituary. Bless our hearts, rest in soul, people who have passed away these last couple of months and not able to have a funeral service. Oh, folks, that's the hardest thing to me. I'm sorry. When you pass away and you can't even have a service, that's one of the saddest things I can think of in life, especially when there's lots of people that know you and love you. God bless the families of the folks who have passed away, and especially not able to have a service. I was with a gathering last week with our friend Robier Johnson, Portland brother Robier Johnson, real good sports guy in school, star, fell in rough times and passed away a couple of weeks ago now. We weren't able to have a funeral, but we did have a nice gathering of folks at Saban School. For those of y'all who don't know what those 15, 20 black and white folks were over there, that was people remembering Robier Johnson. And at that gathering, we also brought up his cousin, Clyde Du Bois. Clyde Du Bois also passed away, I'm going to say about a month ago, two months ago, but Clyde didn't get a chance to have a gathering. He didn't get a chance to have people say goodbye. So sad. So folks, man, let your hearts be strong. Wear your mask. Help keep each other alive. We will get through this, and we will party on. Believe me, I'm the party guy, if you guys know me. Reggae Bob, 20 years in your ears on KBOO. I play soul, reggae, some public affairs. And with recent turbulent events, I have come out of retirement as far as activism is concerned. Anthony the Activist, that's my middle name, Anthony. Anthony the Activist is back. But be on the lookout. Good things going to be happening around here. Okay. A couple of things that I like to keep check on is the two of the biggest things that I've seen over the last number of weeks or month now is NFL football, the number one sport as far as numbers and money in the world, I think. There's some soccer fans that would disagree. We'd have a good argument going. But without a doubt, NFL football. And about 4 years ago, when Colin Kaepernick started taking a knee in protest of police brutality and the way we black folks are treated by the police here in the U.S., he was banned from football. He was blacklisted. Any other players that tried to take a knee were also punished or told, get off of that. You can't do that. Well, the NFL has changed their mind. The NFL officially apologized that they were wrong in punishing players 4 years ago. If you don't think that's big, you off your rocker, because people don't apologize if they don't have to, especially big time money corporations. They do not apologize if they don't have to or if they don't want to. So I think the police commissioner really means it. We're going to stay on this subject for sure. And now that you said it, What you going to do about it? So we will be tracking that. NFL, you said it. What you going to do about it? And another subject for me is NASCAR. And Sonia, do we have any callers? I don't want to talk it off.
Talk I believe you. We have Wade. Wade, are you still with us?
No.
Wade, turn down your radio, bro.
We want you, Wade.
And Money Corporation. They do not apologize if they don't have to or if they don't want to.
It may take a few seconds for the delay to catch up with Wade because he's not listening through his phone.
Okay, we'll hang in there because we want other voices in here for sure. That's a cool name, Wade.
Wade.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wade. Now, is it all Wade?
I don't think so.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Have your finger ready on it for the button there. If it's our Wade. Wade's a great guy. He's a great guy.
So,
hey, you know, remember, hey, Reggae Bob, brother. Good to hear your voice.
Here we go.
Singing on the air again, man.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I wish you had more DJs on the talk shows because there'd be less ego. We got a few things to rap about. Hey, why don't we just start with the last one? I thought it was interesting that all those professional race drivers immediately went out behind, I forget the guy's name, but the one colored man that I don't like the word black, but the dude with color,
okay.
You know?
Bubba Wallace.
Okay, beautiful. Well, okay, you know why they did that? Because they are professional racers. They don't have time for racism.
I like it.
They're professional
it.
People. They're smarter.
Yes.
They're smarter. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So then what was the last one? Okay, now, the NFL has come out. You don't mind if I ramble a bit, do you? Because there's a few things
no,
to cover.
No, talk radio. Talk all way. Yes, sir.
Here we go. So now, the NFL has come out, and this month has changed their tune after whatever, a number of decades. But I say nothing has changed until they hire Colin Kaepernick back, somebody. And I'll tell you this, too. I predict whoever does will win the Super Bowl this year.
Hey, you heard it here first.
You know why? Because spirit is everything, man, and they're going to have the entire country, half of it, wanting them to win. And everybody on that team is going to just be freaking, man.
Well, that's the thing. Wade, that's the thing. If they can't play home games, you know, well, you might have it right. Because if you're watching online, you know, that'd be
right.
The whole world watching. If those vibes could come through, if we could turn good vibes into touchdowns, I think you're onto something.
Yeah, and I don't really like sports or sports metaphors a whole lot, but I mean, go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a subject we have to talk about. I don't want to anymore, but it looks like
Roman
gladiators trying to beat their brains out, and that's mostly what the doctors are telling us now. But wait, you touched on something. Okay, the whole world is watching. Now, I was at Seabrook, New Hampshire in 1979.
Okay.
I'm protesting that plant that never got built, by the way. They ran out of money hiring so many cops or whatever you want to call them.
Oh, wow.
But the thing was, there was the saying going on there. Anytime we got in a confrontation, the chant was, the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. All 500, 1,000, 2,000 of us chanted.
Wow,
and the thing was, this was before cell phones. But the thing was, is maybe somebody had a remote, you know, little TV camera or something. But the deal was now it's the whole world. It's a whole world is marching.
Yes. Oh, the world is marching.
Yeah. And
look
it's
at
everywhere.
You. Look at you. That's nice. The whole world is marching.
Oh, I got
okay.
a bunch. Well, okay, one more. Well, one is I want to get to this health thing because you had Dr. Tabini down there, Dave, and a lot of us have information, and some will listen, and some will think it's really, but that's fine. One thing everybody can do is in the morning you can breathe water into your nose and then blow it out. I don't know the term for this. I've heard that Muslims do this. It's cleaning all that bacteria that you got. You can do it more than once, and I don't do it every day, but the thing is you'll be amazed at the garbage that comes out of your nose, and you don't even feel sick. I bet people could prevent tons of colds and everything. That's your pre-thing, you know, before it gets into your lungs. Notice, they call them sinus infections. Well,
yes, a lot of those, yep.
So there's that. I want to say also, I mentioned this before, and it was poo-pooed on another show, but you won't do that to me, I know.
No, poo-poo. We ain't a poo-poo.
No, but,
no
but
way.
Roland Will and Curmudgeon Abe. Yeah, he's a curmudgeon of K-Boo.
Stop it, stop it.
We won't go into that. Yeah, that's my thesis against the... Okay.
No.
But where were we? Okay, there is 50% more oxygen in a 60-degree room than there is in a 70-degree room. And somehow the molecules change. You haven't changed the air, only the temperature. So
what does that mean? Do we want it cooler or do we want it warmer?
Well, we want it cooler. There's more oxygen. Did I say nitrogen? I'm sorry. There's more oxygen in a cooler room. 50% in a 10-degree change. So that I don't want to live in 60, but I like 62, and I'm still getting maybe 80, you know, a lot more.
Okay, everybody, if you want 62 degrees, well, Wade, you want to give your address? We'll just everybody come on over.
Here's the thing. No, you remember when the oil crisis in 72 and Nixon came on the air and goes, it's healthier if you live in a cool room, so keep your temperature. Yeah, it is healthier, but he didn't say why.
Okay. Wait, we're gonna spin off to the next caller, next guy. Wait, thank you for checking in. Thank you for doing all that you've done over the years at K-Boo, my friend. All right. That's our man, Wade. You know, we're doing this remotely. I'm over in the east side of Portland right now. I'm looking at Marine Drive, almost touching the Columbia River. Yeah, you know where I live. The Columbia River. And we're doing this remotely. We'd love to be down at the station pushing buttons, getting our big-time K-Boo vibe. But we're doing it remotely. We're hanging in there. And folks who love radio, that's what we do. You turn on the radio, and the voices are coming out of that box or that speaker or that TV. It's such a high-tech world. And, hey, Reggae Bob, just a few minutes left in the show, maybe 25% left. But keep folks involved, everybody that knows everybody. Keep folks involved. Let young people know about young people shows. Now more than ever, young people, as me, I'm over 50. Young people, anybody that's the techno people, you know, a lot of sound folks. You know, I met a 19-year-old fella last night. He is all up in electronic sounds and hookups. Very cool. Very good guys. Young people are gonna keep us keeping on. Older folks, if you can, take the time to learn how to get on the computer. Zoom meetings. I never even heard of a Zoom meeting 2 months ago. Now, maybe next week I'll be running a Zoom meeting. So, Sonya, just let me know if there's somebody else to come on the air with us.
Not yet, but someone did call to share that testing is available in or near the Expo Center. And at the Hillsborough Stadium off of 26th is what they said. They have some criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Essential, either you've had suspicious symptoms, you know, cold and flu-like symptoms, and or that you're an essential worker so that, you know, it doesn't really pay to wait for symptoms. You should get checked right away. So then... It was their understanding that they don't really check up on whether you actually meet these criteria. You just say it. So it may be just a kind of a magic words kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that is, it's getting to, I think, Molly's concern, like what sort of testing regime do we have around here? And, the last thing I'd heard before that caller, was that, they were kind of encouraging folks because of the limit to how many testing kits are available.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking folks to just avoid the potential for infection and trying to save the test for folks who are symptomatic and for asymptomatic people to just act like you already have it.
Yeah,
to avoid the potential of spreading it, just in case you do, because you know we have asymptomatic carriers, and until we have a solid regime for proper and universal testing, here is what's available. You know, at the Expo Center, not far from Marine Drive, as you mentioned, in North Portland, and for the Western area, Hillsborough Stadium, near 26th.
Now, is there? Can we put up those addresses on our website and or Facebook page? I hope sometime soon. Okay, good.
So, listeners, watch the Facebook and or KBOO.fm.
Right on, Bob. Very much, very much. Okay, folks, and the other major subject, of course, besides the coronavirus, is the well overdue next great wave, next big push of not so much equality, but ending racism and ending police brutality. But off the top, whenever I mention police brutality or police anything, I want to tell the parents first, and any kids that might be listening, please tell your kids, let folks know, not all policemen are bad, and very few of them are bad, big time. The real ones that have problems are the ones we see doing the bad stuff, doing the killing, doing the killing, the killings, the killings. But at the same time, there'll be many, 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 many other policemen who would take those policemen out if they knew the evil that they had have done and murdered folks. So please let folks know, not all policemen are bad. Not even there's a whole bunch of policemen that ain't bad. So just letting you know that right here, right now. Okay, we're continuing on. So let me know if anybody checks in our last couple of minutes.
We do have a very special caller. Caller, you're live. Go ahead.
All right.
Good morning, Bob. It's Linda.
There we go. Hey, Linda. Long time no see.
I'm so glad that you are such a good host and could just carry it on when I got cut off. What nobody got to hear was me blathering on for like 15 minutes waiting for somebody else to say something. And before I realized I was cut off. I know. And so I'm happy to have you doing a great show today, Bob. It's been really exciting, and I've had people text me about you know, how great it is to listen to you, et cetera. So, yay, welcome. Welcome to the morning airwaves of KBOO again.
Yeah,
that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to really thank you for jumping in. We may co-host together. We may host separately. We're going to sort out the future with our wonderful public affairs director, Tammy Hapeas. But we're going to have Bob around hosting for a while now because he's ready to jump in and he belongs on the air with you, the listeners. I want to tell you all how much I appreciate all of you as listeners. I can tell that when there's different hosts, different listeners call in, and that's important. That makes a big difference, and it lets us know who you want to hear from and what you want to hear. And we want to be there for our community. When we say community radio, we really mean it. And you're the community and we're the community because you and I aren't paid. We want to keep up with all of the important news, the important affairs that are going on today, and some that may be more or less obscure. But for sure, Black Lives Matter is at the forefront, as is COVID. You know, we can't ignore the COVID, and we don't want to ignore the Black Lives Matter. So there we go.
And of course, there will be other subjects all wound up all through in our daily.
Yes.
Just like my newspaper that fell and I can't find it now. There is my newspaper that says Christian, Jeremy Christian, who killed the folks on the Mac station, Mac stabbings in 2017. He will never be on the outside world again. He's sentenced to life with no chance of parole. So y'all can stand up and clap and know that thank goodness justice was served this time. I'll give him this time on that.
I think it was important, and I thought it was really important, the young woman who he had attacked on the train a week before. Did you get to hear her statement, Bob?
A little bit.
African-American woman. She was so strong in what she said, and she took on the police and the whole system that allowed her to be assaulted by him 1 week and then him to go on and kill two more people.
Yeah, isn't that something?
You know,
could have all been stopped.
Yeah, it could have. And that has to do with the changing attitudes of police. I heard what you said, Bob, about the police, but we have to change some attitudes. Even a lot of the good police, if they're there, they don't stop it. I read most of the transcripts of the Qantas Hayes shooting, and it was clear to me that two of the police officers would not have pulled their guns and shot him. But they don't say that clearly. They just, you can read it in all their words. And
yeah,
they say really clearly, no, I never saw the gun before it was there on the ground after he was shot.
Yeah.
It wasn't a gun. It was a replica gun. And we have a strong suspicion of planting guns. There were never fingerprinted, as far as I could tell from the grand jury transcript. That gun was not fingerprinted. So, you know, there's still so much suspicion around that. But the two policemen who didn't testify against the one officer, who didn't stop him from his headlong need to use his gun, the last two sightings of Qantas Hayes before that policeman shot him had him asking for help and had no sign of a gun. He went to a door of a woman he thought it was an aunt's house. He literally was asking her for help. Then it was behind her garage that they killed him. So we have to change attitudes among the police that, no, the reputation or the job of their fellow policemen can never, ever be more important than the life of one of our citizens.
I'm glad you said that, because one thing that I really think would be a big part of changing police, we need police. We need people to help us keep in line, because there are a lot of people out there, and we all know, that need to be kept in line. And I ain't going to do it. Have you seen some of those folks out there? I can't keep them in line. But if the changing of the uniform, what if it was a nice pink or yellow with a feather? You know, instead of dark blue, I am the police, you know? Something like that.
I know you must remember the era of community policing here. And I know, talking to Polo Catalani, who worked for the city in immigration and is an attorney, that during the period of community policing and his experience, he worked a lot with the immigrant population list, that there were a lot better police, that we sought out better police and we allowed them to relax their dress. Remember, they could wear a ponytail. Remember when that was a big thing for Native Americans?
Able to wear a ponytail.
They started walking their beats. And he said, you could tell the difference between true community policemen and the others. And when we stopped having that program at Portland Police, might have been right around when Vera Katz sent her chief over to Israel to learn how to control crowds. But things changed. But the community policing was a much better model of policing, if you want to say that. I don't know that the solution is something called the police, but I do know it makes a difference when the individuals who are selected care about the community that they're going into and care about knowing the people.
I'm going to look at community policing for sure. And I have more to say on that later after I do a little research. I believe all that good stuff, big time. Yeah, the police walk on the beach. You get to know your neighborhood cop. That's cool stuff, big time. Okay, now, Sonia, I know Sonia's going to jump in here any moment and say, hey, y'all, we got 2 minutes. Sonia, you going to say that in a minute?
Hey, y'all, we got a little over 2 minutes.
There we go. I want to get rolling and then have to quit right in the middle of it, so I want to... Linda, did you hear the part of the show at the bottom when I said, hey, y'all, that's getting $600 extra a week to help stimulate the economy, to stimulate some of that over to our radio station and our website page?
Yes. You know, the people I know who are getting that aren't wealthy, and their unemployment didn't near cover their expenses. However, it is really helping a little bit more than they expected. So maybe they do have that extra.
And not mad at them. Okay. We want to thank our callers today.
There are favorite baristas and our favorite servers and our favorite contracts.
Give them some big tips.
Thank you so much for joining, Bob. I just want to say thank you so much for stepping up and wanting to come on and be part of Talk Radio. And I know that you will be ongoing. We'll figure all of that out. With the wonderful staff at KBOO, and we want to thank all of our listeners and let you know that we are always trying to change with the times and bring the best we can to you.
Yes, we are. Molly, David, Wade, thank you, callers. We're going to keep this thing keeping on. Your KBOO will always be here for you. Yes, indeed.
All right, so let's sign off now. Next week.
Ricky Bob signing off. Might be back next Thursday. We'll see.
KBOO Portland.